Good morning, this is Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
We are revising upward our projection of this year's economic growth from 4.7 to 5.5%. America's economy is beginning to sparkle.
President Reagan would have preferred to focus his nationally broadcast news conference last night on good economic news, but reporters had a different agenda.
The president leaves for California today, making two speeches on education along the way and hoping to leave the storm over the Carter briefing book behind him. Mr. Reagan spent most of last night's news conference trying to defuse the issue, but in answer to repeated questions, he never said he or his aides had done anything wrong.
I had never heard anything about this until you all started talking about it. And it was obviously it was never passed to me for any use in a campaign. And most of everything that I've heard that they've found in those papers are the positions that were already public in the campaign.
On Central America, Mr. Reagan again refused to rule out sending in combat troops. As he put it, presidents never say never, but there are no plans to. What the region needs, he said, is more aid, and he accused Congress of letting those countries bleed to death by blocking his assistance program. The president also attacked the move on Capitol Hill to cap his tax cut, calling it unfair, and insisting his policies aren't aimed at helping the rich. Mr. Reagan said it's very frustrating not to be able to get his message across. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
Faced with a solid Republican majority and that promised veto, Senate Democrats appear to have no hope of imposing a $720 limit on this year's tax cut. Congressional correspondent Phil Jones says today's vote has more to do with politics than taxes.
You know, the Democrats in the Senate for the past 2 years have been trying to either kill the Reagan tax cut outright or at the very least wound it. And this attempt is also going to fail. But they know that. And I think most of the Democrats consider that even though they're going to lose today and not have all the votes, that what really counts is the establishment of this as a top campaign issue for the 84 elections. And they have been hounding the president for the last 2 years over what they think is an unfair tax policy, a tax policy that benefits the rich, makes the rich even richer.
Would the tax cap have any real meaning for the average American?
Well, for example, when it goes into effect July 1st, anyone making an income of $15,000 a year, say that family of four, will get about $2.50 a week more. According to the Democratic figuring, a family of four with an adjusted income of $100,000 a year will end up with about $45 a week more.
Correspondent Phil Jones. At a special House session last night, Democrats focused on unemployment problems. Speaker Tip O'Neill asked what became of President Reagan's promise to create 13 million new jobs. And Tennessee's Harold Ford accused the administration of being callous to the needs of jobless Americans.
This administration's absolute lack of sensitivity to the needs of the unemployed is surpassed only by its lack of shame in claiming credit to reducing inflation.
The Democrats called for special programs to find jobs for the unemployed. Also in Congress yesterday, the Senate defeated a proposed constitutional amendment to outlaw abortions. For a second day, battles are raging in eastern Lebanon between Palestinian fighters loyal to PLO chief Yasser Arafat and those who want to topple him. Police say at least 28 have been killed so far. U.S. mediator Philip Habib is back in Beirut trying again for a troop withdrawal agreement to get Israeli and Syrian forces out of Lebanon. After a 15-month tour, the top American soldier in El Salvador heads home today. Correspondent Gary Shepard reports on the farewell thoughts of Colonel John Weigelstein.
At his final meeting with reporters, he predicted the war here will last at least another 2 years, and if Congress fails to approve all the U.S. military aid requested by the White House, it could drag on, he says, for 3 or 4 more years. On the touchy subject of human rights, the murder of suspected guerrilla sympathizers without a trial, the colonel acknowledged the realities here are not pleasant.
This is a violent society. These people kill each other when they have a difference of opinion. So, and I'm not justifying what the military is doing. They've got to stop it. They've got to do a better job with treating the civilians. There's no doubt about it. Every time there's one of these incidents, just that much more fuel for the other side. I say we keep up the pressure, stay on their backs. Every time there's an incident, we make it our personal business.
Weigelstein says without continued American military aid, a guerrilla victory here is inevitable. Gary Shepard, CBS News, San Salvador.
Leftist rebels in El Salvador have claimed responsibility for yesterday's assassination of right-wing assemblyman Rene Barrios Amaya, linking him to the CIA and Salvadoran death squads. President Reagan told his news conference he will review U.S. sanctions against Poland if the martial law government permits the establishment of a new independent trade union. In Poland, workers are again on the march, as Bert Quint reports.
Whether or not some deal has been made between the Polish government and the Vatican, as speculated in Rome, many Poles still are determined to express their defiance of the regime. Several hundred youths in the city of Poznan made that clear yesterday. It was the anniversary of the 1956 March of Poznan workers demanding bread and freedom. 54 people were killed by security forces and hundreds wounded then. As usual, yesterday's demonstration got its start after a mass. People went from a church to a monument built during the year and a half of solidarity to commemorate the 1956 incident. Then they began to march. Most Poles haven't heard the still unconfirmed reports that John Paul has asked Lech Wałęsa to step aside. Many of those who have don't believe them. The Poznan demonstrators shouted, "Long live Lech," and there can be no freedom without solidarity. Police eventually charged and scattered the demonstrators without the use of tear gas or water cannons. Bert Quint, CBS News, Warsaw.
The government has just released its monthly index of leading economic indicators, and for the 11th month in a row, the figures are on the upside. From Washington, Mariah McLaughlin has details.
The index of leading economic indicators is up again this month, 1.2%. Some factors contributing to the boost: new business formation, new building permits, stock prices were up, and there was an increase in the money supply. The largest increase was in net business formation. A total of 7 of the 11 indicators were up. Economists consider this more than just good news. For 11 consecutive months, the index has been pointing to strong future economic health. And with so many of the indicators up last month, an administration spokesman says the recovery is broad-based. However, one of the indicators which was down this month was the length of the average work week, an indicator which had been increasing all along. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Washington.
An earthquake centered east of San Diego jolted Southern California this morning, setting off burglar alarms but apparently causing no injuries. It measured 4.5 on the Richter scale.
CBS News, this is Richard C. Hautelet. Federal income taxes will go down on Friday as the president demands. The Republican majority in the U.S. Senate this morning killed a Democratic effort to limit the 10% reduction that takes effect July 1st so that it would be no more than $720 per family. Mr. Reagan took note of the event in a speech he has just given. Deborah Potter reports.
Obviously pleased by the Senate vote, the president told a crowd of cheering vocational students, "I can put away my veto pen." But Mr. Reagan made it clear that while he may have won a battle, he still feels that he's fighting a war. In his words, a battle royal to restrain the liberals in Congress. He promised to hold the line against any changes in indexing to protect what he called a strong and steady recovery.
Our economy is better off today than it was a month ago, and we can expect it to be better next month than it is today. Right now, you can look to a future that is bright with hope, and I'll do everything in my power to ensure that the big spenders and the big taxers in the Congress won't steal it from you.
The president again insisted that his programs are fair, a theme he's been stressing in recent appearances. As aides concede, he's having trouble overcoming his image as a rich man's president, which could be a major problem if he runs again next year. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Louisville.
The national economy improved for the 11th month in a row. The index of leading economic indicators, which measures such things, advanced 1.2% in May. That's the smallest monthly gain this year, but the Commerce Department says it's still a sign that the current economic recovery will continue. Since March of last year, the composite index has gone up 14.7%. Now this.
Bacon. Armor bacon. That smell when I am waking. I hear it sizzle, hear it start to pop. One crisp bite, and I'm afraid I just won't stop. Oh, bacon, armor bacon. It's the bacon you'll be taking with for sure.
can save even more in financing on new Chevrolets. This month only, get low 8.8 annual percentage rate financing on new Chevy Citations and Cavaliers. Plus, choose 8.8 or $300 cash back direct from Chevrolet on new Chevettes, S10 pickups, and MaxiCabs. See your participating Chevy dealer for qualification details. His financial participation in this financing program may affect consumer cost. 8.8 financing. But hurry, you must take retail delivery from dealer stock by June 30th.
The United States Supreme Court has ruled that states may give families who send their children to private or parochial schools a credit on their state income taxes. In its 5-4 decision, the High Court held that a tuition tax break of up to $700 per family given by the state of Minnesota does not violate the constitutional principle of separation of church and state. The decision is seen as removing some constitutional questions about President Reagan's proposed federal tax credit for families with children in private schools. The Supreme Court also ruled today that states may confine people found not guilty of a crime by reason of insanity to mental hospitals for a longer time than they would have spent in prison had they been convicted. The court said a state may confine the person to a mental institution for as long as necessary for him or her to be returned to society. The National Academy of Science finds a direct connection between acid rain caused by sulfur dioxide from coal-fired boilers and the ecological death of lakes in the United States and Canada. The Academy pointed out there's a link between the annual emission of sulfur dioxide from power plants and industrial facilities and the occurrence of acid rain in eastern North America. Stocks and other news after this.
Olympic Stain. We've got the inside on protecting the outside of your home. Inside every can of Olympic Stain with Weather Screen are specially treated oils and additives that actually repel water and preserve wood. Inside every can is the experience of over half a century. That's why Olympic protects the outside of more homes than any other stain. Olympic Stain. We've got the inside on outside protection.
The Best Western Crown is your assurance of lodging convenience, comfort, and value. Before your next business or vacation trip, stop in at any Best Western hotel or motor inn for your free, full-color, 300-page road atlas and travel guide. Rest assured. Make reservations at any Best Western, see your travel agent, or call toll-free 1-800-528-1234.
One of the Reagan administration's friends in Central America is in what looks like deepening trouble. The regime of General Carlos Montt in Guatemala is about to declare a state of emergency. A presidential spokesman did not reveal which particular degree of severity would be imposed, but even in the mildest, freedom of speech and assembly is sharply restricted. Since the last state of siege was lifted 3 months ago, public criticism of the Montt regime has increased across the board. Two of the men who helped Montt to power 15 months ago have called on him to step down. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 1.20, volume on the big board 36.5 million shares, the Dow Jones Industrials 1208.03. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.